This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who is happy to remind you that the first R in the second month of the year is not silent. She's my Sarah Pye. Who do you
want? Sarah Pye, yum. All right, so it's Thursday, 25th of April, on the Good Day program. We have empathy for everybody and everything. Here, the way I'm pronouncing, I sound like Scott Shannon. Everything, and he's very precise. Do you know who Scott Shannon is, Jay?
I don't, but I'm thinking of William Shatner, that whole, like, stereotypical line, there's something on the plane.
Yeah, right. Scott Shannon is a well-known disc jockey. He made most of his career in New York City. He's a great, he was always the voice. He and Rush Limbaugh were great friends. So he always and also he was great friends with Sean Hannity. So you hear his voice as the intro guy, like my Bob Kay is the voice that you hear on many of the intros. Bob and I have been working together, if you can believe it or not, since we were young whippersnappers. We worked at WBZ in 1968 and have been following each other around for all these many years. Anyway, Scott and his great knowledge of rock music, he was on some of the best FM stations in New York, and he does what's called the True Oldies Channel. And the way he talks is kind of like that. That's why I brought it up. Why did we start with a Cherry song? Well, because the cherries that were found at George Washington's Mount Vernon estate were 250 years old. Huh? What'd you just say? There were a bunch of cherries intact in bottles that had been buried beneath a brick floor at George Washington's Mount Vernon.
All right, who's going to taste them?
There you go. That's probably a good question. You know, the old myth about him chopping down a cherry tree and all of that stuff. But he did have a lot of cherry trees at Mount Vernon. And so this discovery, they're doing an archaeological dig around the estate, which is a fabulous, if you haven't been to Mount Vernon, go there. There are a bunch of these Virginia estates that are fabulous. This is the best one, but there are others around. I went to a wedding at one a couple of years ago. It was amazing to look at the architecture, to feel inside the house what must have been going on. These houses were so well built that they hold up extraordinarily well today. And, yeah, even though there are things they have to keep repairing, but the look and the feel of this is like the look and feel of early Americana. That's what it is. So anyway, these guys were digging around underneath the brick floor in one of the corners of one of the basements, and they found a couple of bottles of cherries. They'll look as if they've been sitting around for 250 years. So said one of the guys that dug them up. It's an extraordinary find. They're plump. They have flesh. They have pits. They have stems. Yum. So anyway, there's a press release that came from Mount Vernon talking. Apparently, they opened up the bottles and the liquid smelled like cherries.
Why were they buried?
Oh, who knows? That's
like
a good
wine,
question.
Cherry but wine?
Yeah, man, I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. I don't know that anybody. You could hypothesize, but you wouldn't really know what went into the thinking of sticking him down there. Anyway, the press has been all over this. The bottles are going to be conserved, and their contents will be sent to a laboratory this week for further analysis, more testing. But imagine the stories that those bottles must tell. Right? 250 years in the ground. Pretty amazing. I think
it's
one of those fabulous things. I just think history, when you find things like that, especially when they're part of Americana. It just is a, it's great. I think it's great, frankly. All right, let's see here. More stories about this week and Earth Month, Earth Day, and all of that sort of thing. Did you know? I suppose I could ask, did you know or do you care?
Yeah.
4 out of every 10 people in our country live in a place where air pollution is considered bad enough to put your health at risk.
I believe that.
This is coming out. The state of air is part of the environmental focus of Earth Day and Earth Week and Earth Month. So this comes from the American Lung Association that says the proportion of people, which is about a third of the population, maybe closer to what's like 38, 39% of the population, the number of people who have problems that come from pollution increasing. COPD, you know, a lot of people used to think that COPD was caused by smoking, and it was, no question about it, but less and less
that's not the only
smoking
reason.
Going on now, and more of this lung problem, lung diseases, because of what's in the air. And I don't say this, you know me, I'm not one of the people that worships at the altar of climate change and all that stuff, but I do know, as much as I can denigrate some of the stupid stuff that goes on in California, when I first started going there 30 years ago, the air was, there were 5 layers. When you landed at LAX, you could see the 5 layers of dirt in the air.
Oh, yes. The smog was so incredibly visible layer by layer.
Uh-huh. Right. And it's now gone. You don't see it. When you land at LAX now, you don't see anything except, you know, mostly clear air. So the situation by looking at lung health, lung diseases, I am very careful about my lungs, even though, you know, there's certainly on the farm being exposed to the dust and to the hay and all of that stuff certainly is something that would hurt me and may have a little bit over the course of my life. A friend of mine who's a farmer, 10 years older than I am, has cystic fibrosis because of his exposure. He never smoked either. Never did any drugs, but he'd been on the farm handling hay, dust, you know, chaff, sawdust for bedding, all that stuff. It's, you know, it takes its toll.
Well, and a lot more people are being diagnosed with esophageal cancer.
Yes.
Who have never been smokers.
Yeah. Well, that's some of that stuff comes from serious complications of having an allergy to grains and stuff. That, you know, the stuff goes up and comes back down again. Some of it goes into your lungs. So anyway, the Clean Air Act, which goes back to 1970, which is when the reality of all this stuff started, as I recall. The most serious of the air pollutants that were identified then have fallen by 78%. That is the impact of them. What we have now are new pollutants that we're grappling with. Part of it brought about by drought and the fires that we didn't have. You know, the fires, we've had a lot more fires in the last, what, 4, 5, 6 years than I ever remember seeing in my life.
And all like superiorly significant fires, not just a few acres here, a few acres there. Right. But like, I remember because we both, in our different states, we both got hit with the Canadian smoke.
Yep.
The Canadian wildfires, the smoke that was coming through, to the point where it was like we were being told, don't even leave your house. If you have any level of asthma or anything worse, don't even leave your house.
Yep. So the American Lung Association puts out their annual report this week, and they are more optimistic than they have been for a long time about ozone concentration and the whole business of what happens in the environment and whether we're ruining it or not. Apparently because there are fewer coal-fired plants and we're not using a lot of dirty fossil fuel. The gasoline is cleaner that we are using and use natural gas and, you know, yada, yada. But the situation still is tough in some cities. So I thought I'm looking at the list here of the most polluted cities. And even though they've cleaned up the smog in Los Angeles, it's the number one most polluted city, according to the American Lung Association, in the country. 135 days a year, they have unacceptable air quality. Let's see, what else? Who else is on this list? Most of the, there are a lot of California cities like Bakersfield is not too cool. It is, it's not cool. It's hot there all the time. It's not like Arizona because there's the stuff wafting over from the base in Los Angeles County. So that's what affects that. Let's see, what other cities are on this list? Visalia, California. All right, let's see here. Hannaford, California. Eugene, Oregon. Oh, I'm surprised to see that on this list. The worst cities for year-round particle pollution. San Jose, Oakland, Long Beach, Sacramento. Look at all these California cities.
Yeah, I would think Manhattan.
Grants Pass, Oregon. Mesa, Arizona. Fairbanks, Alaska?
Wow. I would not expect anywhere in Alaska to be on this list.
No, I wouldn't either. Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Particle pollution, air quality depletion, et cetera. Indianapolis, Detroit, Houston, Kansas City, Cincinnati, Chicago, Oklahoma City, Augusta, Georgia, and Corpus Christi, Texas. Ozone problems there, and that's fossil fuel stuff as much as anything else. But there are
I feel like most places that have a whole lot of the steel yards and all of those.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, that's that story. Let's help you lose some weight. A reminder about what's going on with the folks at Calitrin. Website, toploss.com. Don't forget, you can go there right now and find the fabulous savings as they celebrate two things. Springtime and people wanting to look their best, and this is a helpful way of you getting on that bandwagon. And then, of course, there's the 27th anniversary of the founding of Calitrin and what it means to people who are trying to lose weight, keep it off. It's very interesting to look at some of the stories that are in there. You can see lots and lots of them, get the drift of what's going on by just going to toploss.com. See yourself in one of those pictures. That's the thing to do. Imagine you being there. Save money and get yourself in shape. Calitrin, all the info is at toploss.com.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The more I talk about this, the more troubling it is for me because I've always been, from the very beginning, a big Blue Bloods fan. By the way, this report on social media, things that are trending, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, cars, boats, RVs. You know what to do. You want protection that's good, that's inexpensive, less than probably anywhere else you can get insurance. Save your money. Call 800-PROGRESSIVE. Figure it out. Progressive.com is a good place to go as well for that information. So you may remember, Jay, that I have talked about this three or four times, actually. I've visited what Donnie Wahlberg said. He, by the way, when we were watching the Celtics game, my son and I the other day, Donnie Wahlberg is on the sidelines. Brendan says he goes to every single home game. He's from Boston, the big Bostonians, and he's a big supporter of all the Boston teams. So it was kind of cool to see him there. He and Bridget Moynihan, who have been brother and sister on Blue Bloods, have been going to various talk shows sort of bidding farewell and talking about how bittersweet it is. And they're all talking about how premature it is. And so that's what laid groundwork for the discussion of Donnie Wahlberg saying they're trying to figure out a way to not have this be the final season, or at least if there is a way to create another drama bringing the Reagans back together.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck is 81, and he thinks it's...
Isn't that the reason that the show, the series, is coming to an end? Because Tom Selleck felt like there was just nowhere else for his character to go. It didn't make sense. Or am I thinking of a different police?
No, I think he thinks that he's getting a little old, and it seems a little tough. You know, it's hard to believe anyway for a police commissioner to last 14 years in New York City under any circumstance. But I think that the stories that involve, the part of the stories that involve him, he thinks are kind of worn out. But the rest of the kids that are on the show, the brothers and the sisters, the characters that are played by Will Estes, who's the youngest son, and The grandfather is Len Cario, who's a character actor now forever. Marissa Ramirez, who's Donnie's partner, and Vanessa Ray, who in the series is married to Will Estes. It's a nice, warm couple. The dinner scenes are always the most popular. And so when they're asked by, you know, the people at CBS are saying, when they're asked, what are you doing about this? And so, you know, they're saying that they would like to figure out a way to keep this cast together, but they haven't figured it out yet. And it doesn't seem, I mean, is this hard? Well, is it or isn't it? I mean,
it shouldn't be. If everybody still wants to do it, all of the actors, maybe minus Tom Selleck, or if it is a situation that he fills with his character, then just have less storylines revolving around his character,
yeah,
or something happens. I mean, look at Grey's Anatomy. Ellen Pompeo is Meredith Grey, and she didn't really want to do the program anymore, so they just have her character off doing something else, and she'll make guest appearances here and there.
Yeah, but the show still does well in the ratings.
Yeah.
So you can do that. I bet that that'll be something that comes out of this because the ratings were too good. One of the things that happened, though, when Selleck said last year he really didn't want, when the strike happened, he said, you know what, I think we've done enough of this. And CBS said, well, we can continue with this, but the costs have gone up so high that we, you know, we can't really produce it the way it has been produced. And so all of the main characters took a 25% pay cut to make sure that the cast and crew that's been together for 14 years stayed together. That was pretty amazing. So anyway, let's see where it goes. Hopefully it'll continue in some way, shape, or form. 28 after the hour here on Good Day. Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684 and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win two free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your two free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3-
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith. TikTok announced plans to take legal action to prevent new U.S. legislation that might result in its ban.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again.
CEO Hsiao-Chu described the bill's passage as obviously disappointing, but not defining. A new rule from the Biden administration will soon make millions of salaried workers in the U.S. eligible for overtime pay. Announced Tuesday by the Department of Labor, the rule changes the threshold for salary employees to qualify for overtime. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's going to be a good day.
Now, I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
All these devices and so many ways to connect. Hi, guys. It's Jen. Our favorite is when you call us at 855-999-DOUG.
I just love that.
And leave us a nice little message. Call today, 855-999-DOUG.
Of these recurring, of the endless trains of the faithless, of cities filled with the foolish, what good amid these, O me, O life? Answer, that you are here, that life exists, and identity. That the powerful play goes on and you may contribute a verse.
Huh. Sounds like a dead poet that's still alive, right? That was one of the most iconic roles that I think he ever played. He did a lot of things. Robin Williams, I'm talking about. The Dead Poets Society was one of those really hard to figure out, because I thought, you know, people think he was so funny. I think he was very complicated.
Oh, he had some
hard to understand.
Incredible dramatic roles.
Yeah, right. But I think that, yeah, what I thought he was best in was Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh, okay.
Good Morning Vietnam! I knew the original, the real guy who was the person responsible for that role, and then, you know, seeing it played by him, it just was very interesting. Anyway, so that's Robin Williams getting a start in this half hour of the Good Day program, talking about the news, things that are in the news, things that'll move you. Is it a police report? Is it a report from, for example, the Department of Transportation? I consider this to be really good news, because I'm a lot of, you know, things, including a frequent flyer. Yesterday, the Department of Transportation said it's going to implement stricter passenger right rules, including one that requires all of the domestic airlines to provide you with cash refunds when the flights are canceled. You know, they give you a flight voucher and you got to use it in a year. And what happens if you don't use it in a year? You get screwed. So in this case, no more. I think this is one of the good, you know, there aren't a lot of things I can say about this administration that I think are cool, but I do think this is something that is very, very appropriate, frankly. So good for them. The story from Indiana today about an elementary school that has become the first there to approve a four-day school week.
Hmm. What are the hours? What are the school hours?
They're an extra hour every day. But okay. They say it will save them lots of money and energy. The teachers like the idea, apparently, of working 4 days a week. Doesn't change the number of hours that they work. I wonder, though. So I think children need to kind of be occupied, and not that schools should be responsible for just occupying them, but I do think that, I don't know, it's like the four-day work week. I'm not sure that I go for that either. There are a lot of companies that now are employing it. They work 10 hours a day and 4 days a week, and they have 3 days off. So they're still working 40 hours. I don't know. Maybe it's just I'm a traditionalist and it doesn't set well with me. But if it's trying, a lot of people will watch it carefully to see how it works. That's all. And see where it goes.
Yeah.
It starts next year, next school year. Couple of new types of mosquito nets, important tools for fighting malaria, as there is more of it around now. Most all doctors and medical folks thought that malaria was all done. It wasn't going to be a problem anymore. But that's not the case now in Africa, and also in any equatorial region where it's hot and wet. Mosquitoes are all over the place. They're becoming resistant to a lot of the stuff that, you know, you spray to get rid of them. That happens with lots of insects. You know, they become immune to it after a while. Yesterday in Colorado, the Parks and Wildlife guys rescued a pair of yearling mountain lions that were trapped in a dam. If you watch the video, this is really pretty amazing stuff. And you get right down to it. The animal kingdom, and how do we get along? How do they get along with us? And how do we get along with them? How do we survive with them? How do they survive with us? And so a couple of the parks guys were on alert, and they were able to save the mountain lions, which is important to a lot of people. Some people say, who cares? But no, it's they deserve to be able to live the same as you do.
Absolutely.
Frankly. All right, speaking of that, the problem with bears is getting bigger and bigger. And here's about as dumb a thing as you can get. The woman named Maura Gallagher, 72 years old, vacationing in Romania with a friend of hers. They decided to go for a drive through the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
During the outing, the women came across some brown bears, and they were trying to get photos. Okay, so you know from here it's going downhill.
This is an example of Darwinism.
Yep, right, exactly. So she puts the window down, and this woman, dummy that she is, 72 years old, tries to take a selfie with the bear.
And did you hear what she said about the situation? Because the bear got closer. She said, I thought the bear wanted to be friends.
Mm-hmm. She also said, I didn't get a proper picture, so I wanted to get closer. So anyway, she got rolled out in a stretcher. She's lucky to have her arm and the rest of her being, frankly. She was a mummy bear with a baby. Hello, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't everybody know that you don't go near a bear if it has a cub with it? She says, we saw these bears and they were gorgeous. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You're a numbskull. So anyway.
And that the bear thought that the bear wanted to get into the car. And they're like, well, hey, that'll be an even better photo. Let's let the bear into the car.
Right. And let's get eaten by the bear. That'd be great. How are people?
They survived so we can make fun of them.
Yeah, yeah. But what? How are you that clueless? Honestly. How are you that?
How did he make it to 72 years of life?
Yeah, thank you. Good heavens. All right, the Pope is weighing in on what's going on both in the Middle East and in Ukraine. And so he doesn't do a lot of interviews, but he did one yesterday. And basically, it was after he released a statement calling for these countries at war to negotiate a peace. So he got interviewed, and he said a negotiated peace is better than war without end. I look to negotiate, look for peace. So you know what would be a good idea? Let the Pope negotiate the peace. I think that's, what do you think? Why not? The Pope is, you know, very good, fabulous human being. Mostly he's one of the best leaders in the world, maybe the best. He's made some mistakes for sure, but I think that he is someone that is respected, not necessarily because he's a Catholic, but because he's a good leader and he thinks things through.
See, I think the opposite in a way for a lot of people, because there's still so much prejudice and unfortunately hatred towards Catholics.
Yeah, well, the Catholic Church kind of deserves the hierarchy that hid all of the priests, the pedophiles, for all those years. You know, but everybody's an individual. So you take things individually. That's it. Anyway. All right, let's see a couple of things here. Trump is going to be in a courtroom today in New York. The Supreme Court, at the same time, is hearing his case that he's bringing before them for immunity. Trump's request to skip out on his hush money case so that he could go sit in the Supreme Court as they were having the hearing. Judge said, no, nope, 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 nope. So the guy who ran the National Enquirer is still on the stand. How many days has he been on? That's like three, right? Hasn't he been on the stand for, I think he's been on the stand for three.
Four days?
Is it 4 days? Yeah. Anyway. It's just no and no are the answers to those questions, Mr. Trump. Here's the story of a district attorney in California who's filed new paperwork opposing a motion by Scott Peterson's defense team. The Los Angeles Innocence Project, getting involved in DNA testing in the murder case of Lacey Peterson and Connor, the son. 300 pages of filing in the DA's office. They addressed 14 items the defense is requesting, including DNA testing, and they say that this has already been done. It's been litigated, and the burden of proof has not been met to retest them. How many people remember Scott Peterson? Raise your hands, right? Mm-hmm. Convicted of killing his wife and their unborn son. This was 20 years ago, and they're still plodding around. I mean, I don't know how old this guy is now. He's only 51. I'm looking, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I can't remember. I think it's not his sister. I believe his sister believes he did it, and then his sister-in-law, his
Lacey's
wife,
sister.
Yeah, Lacey's sister, I believe, is in the stance of she doesn't believe he did it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that it's I thought at the time it was pretty cut and dried.
Who was the other Peterson? There was another Peterson, former police officer.
Somebody Peterson.
One of the wives went missing. One of the wives are still missing. One's body was found in something, and then the other one in the bathtub. Then that was no relation, but his last name was Peterson as well. Lifetime. Yep. No, not Lifetime. Yep. Lifetime did a movie about it.
Yeah, of course they did. Mm-hmm. They love those sorts of things. Here's the story about 100,000 Americans who suffer from hypoparathyroidism. Want to say that? Did I try that with you earlier and you said say it 100 times?
Hypoparathyroidism.
A rare endocrine disease resulting from insufficient parathyroid hormone levels. Are you with me still, folks? There's still no treatment that restores the missing hormone. And what is being done about that? Wouldn't you like to know? You do if you have the problem or know somebody who does. So let's listen to this info from Mike Collins. All right, how are we going to do time-wise?
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
I'm Mike Collins. Patients with hypoparathyroidism, a rare endocrine disease, struggle with everyday activities and are at risk for many serious health complications. This condition is not only underdiagnosed because many of the symptoms overlap with common medical conditions, but is also undertreated. Here's Patty Keating, Executive Director of the Hypoparathyroidism Association.
Hypoparathyroidism remains the only hormone deficiency for which a hormone replacement therapy is not broadly available in the U.S. The process of gaining and then losing promising treatment options over the years has been devastating.
The current standard of care includes high doses of calcium and active vitamin D, but doesn't address the underlying condition and increases the risk of long-term multi-organ complications. For some patients, this could top more than 50 pills per day.
There are new and promising treatment options on the horizon. We've shared our experiences and concerns with the FDA during our recent patient-focused drug development session and are grateful to have had the opportunity to speak with them to help elevate their understanding of the significant disease burden. Now we're hoping for historic changes in how physicians think about and treat our disease. There's no reason for hypoparathyroidism patients to suffer any longer.
For information, visit hypopara.org.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s.
He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
People recognize this as the theme from one of the most popular movies of all time. It wasn't popular with me because I don't like that stuff, but it really is a great portrait of how American history, I mean, this is the story of American history in part, right, Chuckert? Isn't that the Godfather kind of story of a certain sector, certainly, of America, Americana?
I would say very much so.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's so interesting. Today is Al Pacino's birthday. He turns 84 years old. And his career, I think, of all actors, is one of the most interesting because he's very different in different stages of his life, his acting technique. In the 70s, when he did Godfather in 72 and then Godfather 2 in 74, and then he did Dog Day Afternoon, which to me is a great, great film, in 1975. That's a very different Al Pacino, more low-key understated. And then you get to 83, he does Scarface, and you say, oh, it's a little bit different. And then he wins an Oscar, his first Oscar in 92 for Scent of a Woman, and he's wildly over the top. And then from there on out, Al Pacino, for the most part, did a lot of over the top acting performances. But he's still working and going strong at 84 years old, which is something you didn't see many, many years ago with acting.
Hasn't he got like a 29-year-old wife or something? He's got a baby? No, she's not that. She's 39. How old is she?
Stop knocking Al Pacino. What's your problem?
I'm not knocking him. I think, good God. wouldn't we all like to have a 39-year-old? Okay, Jay, keep your mouth. Let's keep moving here. All right. Shirley MacLaine, speaking of age, turns 90 this week.
Yeah, I saw that.
She was asked about the secret to her longevity. She says it hasn't got anything to do with her great genes, even though she has them. She says it was her history with dance. She was always
really?
Active,
okay.
dancing.
Cool.
She started dance training at the age of 3, and she danced. She had dance training until she was in her late 60s. She said it taught her discipline. She loved the music. She loved working with the people, and it also helped her to deal with pain. And that, she has said, brought her around to having an attitude of gratitude when it comes to her life. And she says, I can keep working. It's fine with me. I don't know what she's been in.
Cool.
Lately.
I don't either. But I got to tell you, I'll tell you a quick story. There's a photo that pops up on social media, right?
Yeah.
And when Paul Rudd this year turned 52, now you know Paul Rudd, he's Ant-Man. He looks like he's 41. The guy looks fantastic, right? He's got great jeans, whatever.
Yeah.
He drinks the right water. They show Paul Rudd at 52. And then they put a picture side by side of Wilford Brimley when he did Cocoon. And when he did Cocoon, Wilford Brimley was 52 years old, the same age as Paul Rudd. And I have to think, I don't know, I say this seriously, maybe you could expand on this reality, but maybe it's the air we breathe, the water we drink, but people look a lot better in their 50s now, much, much better than they did 30, 40, 50 years ago. Am I wrong?
I don't know if you can. That's a general statement. I'm not sure that it holds. I think, a general. I think yes and no to that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yes and no. That's
fair enough.
I think beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Anyway, some people love that look, and some people.
You sound like Rod Serling.
Yes, the Twilight Zone. Come with me to the Twilight Zone. And one of the cleverest guys. He was way ahead of his time. I wish he were around now so that he could create some of the... there's been an attempt to sort of revive that show and shows like it, and it just falls flat because this guy had it. It's like Disney, and then after Disney died, Eisner, who was the chairman of the board at Disney, tried to be on TV and like Walt Disney, and he failed miserably. He looked like a fool. He wasn't Walt Disney. And so, I mean, you can find that. It's like cowboys who try to be like John Wayne. Hello? There's nobody else like John Wayne. It's John Wayne. And, you know, you look around at a lot of other people. It's like people on the radio. We want to be like Rush Limbaugh. Well, there was only one Rush Limbaugh, right? That's it. Like there's only one Chuck Curry. People trying to steal his act and do what he does on other radio programs can't do it.
Yeah.
Nobody's like Chuck.
No, exactly.
All right. So let's stop trying to.
Thanks for pumping up my narcissism. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. So that's the story. Movie Moments. Got a few memories, a few thoughts about some stars and actors. That's what we do every day here during Movie Moments with Chuck Curry. All right. Now, however, we must skedaddle at the end of the hour. 59 past the hour. Yeah, Chuck, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.